WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome to Mindful Masculinity. We're all about leveling up that emotional game, guys. Because let's be real, life throws curveballs, right? And sometimes, it feels like we're expected to just toughen up and keep going. But what if I told you there's a better way? What if taking care of your mental health wasn't seen as weak, but as the ultimate superpower? That's what we're all about here, ditching those outdated ideas about masculinity and embracing a whole new level of well-being. Today, we're diving deep into something super important: mental health and wellness for men. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Leo, this is getting a little heavy. But trust me, it's vital stuff, especially in a world that often pressures us to hide our feelings. So, here are 5 key takeaways that can really change the game. Number 1. Accepting vulnerability isn't a sign of weakness, it's strength. Ever felt like you had to bottle everything up? Like your emotions were just something you dealt with behind closed doors? Listen, I get it. We're taught from a young age that men should be stoic, that showing vulnerability is somehow unmanly. But here's the truth. True strength comes from acknowledging and embracing our full range of emotions. When you let yourself feel those tough emotions, sadness, anger, even fear, you allow yourself to heal and grow. Number 2. Find healthy outlets for stress. We're living in a fast-paced world that can easily leave us feeling overwhelmed. Think about it. Deadlines, responsibilities, social pressures, it all adds up. But here's the thing. Neglecting your stress can lead to burnout, anxiety, and even depression. So what do we do? Find healthy ways to unwind. Maybe it's hitting the gym, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or spending quality time with loved ones. Number 3, prioritize self-care. Now, I'm not talking about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great too. Self-care is about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It's about getting enough sleep, eating nutritious food, moving your body regularly, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Number 4, build a strong support system. You know that saying, it takes a village? Well, it's true. We all need people we can rely on, people who understand us and have our backs. Strong relationships with family, friends, or even a therapist can make a world of difference in your mental well-being. And finally, number 5, seek professional help when needed. There's absolutely no shame in reaching out for support. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or any other mental health challenge, talking to a therapist can be incredibly beneficial. They can provide guidance, tools, and strategies to help you navigate difficult times. Alright, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You're at work, deadlines are looming, your inbox is overflowing, and a major project is falling apart. Stress levels are sky high, right? You feel overwhelmed, your mind is racing, and it's all starting to get to you. But remember what we talked about today. First, breathe. Acknowledge those feelings of stress, they're valid. Then, take a step back. Maybe grab a cup of coffee, go for a short walk, or just listen to a few minutes of calming music. These small breaks can make a huge difference in helping you regain focus and manage your emotions. You could even reach out to a friend or colleague for a quick chat. Sometimes just talking things through can help lighten the load. Remember, guys, taking care of your mental health is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about being kind to yourself, acknowledging your needs, and building a life that truly supports your well-being. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to boost your mental game. I hope this episode has inspired you to prioritize your emotional well-being. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. We're all in this together. And if you found value in today's episode, share it with a friend who might benefit from these insights. Let's continue the conversation on social media. Use hashtag mindfulmasculinity and let me know your thoughts. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.